You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast from Alabama. We have taken our show on the road this Saturday evening, September the 7th, and we've been talking throughout the night, of course, about the League of the South Conference with David Duke, with Kevin McDonald, who have already made appearances this evening, as well as Adrian Krieg and Rick Tyler. But now we have the man of the hour himself, Dr. Michael Hill, president of the League of the South, has given us a few minutes this evening to share his reflections on yet another successful conference. And Dr. Hill, I just want to say, as I mentioned to David and to Rick and to the others, it is really a privilege to stand with men of honor and of integrity and of character, men who are willing to risk something for a cause greater than themselves. It is a privilege to speak to this audience this evening.
Well, sir, we appreciate you being there and all the other gentlemen that you mentioned, Dr. Duke, Dr. McDonald. We just had a wonderful lineup of speakers this year. And we appreciate everything that y'all have done to promote this and, you know, to give people some idea of what happened in the aftermath here. And, you know, I must admit that I'm a little bit prejudiced, a little bit biased in favor of our people. And we do have quite a few honorable men and women in this organization. And we kind of showed that this weekend, I think. From everything from our security detail to the logistics in putting this conference together and all the wonderful speakers we had and the people who attended and made it work. So I was very pleased with it.
How many years is this for the League of the South? 26, 27?
This is the 26th year that we've done this.
26th year, right, for the League of the South. Now, right, that is some longevity worth being proud of, and especially increasingly in today's political climate, to have an organization of good people, good men and women, good families, who will come together and share in fellowship with one another, even as the clouds grow darker around us. It makes you all the more thankful for these opportunities, which are getting harder to put together and are becoming increasingly less frequent. But the League of the South has been a stalwart, and it continues to produce results, and it continues to hold the line.
Well, God willing, we'll find a venue for this. I think we may have found one we can use for several more years, unless I'm mistaken. But this was kind of a restart for us, a kind of a new beginning. We had been in the building at Wetumpka for the last 8-9 years and at a different venue this time. But it's out in the country in rural Alabama, and we had absolutely no trouble today from Antifa, Black Lives Matter, or any troublemakers. I attribute this in large part, really, to our new policies. You can't get into the conference without a photo ID. You can't get in without being wanded. And as my security chief and I were talking about earlier, if you can't get in undercover and you can't bring anything in to video or audio to try to dox people, well, then why come, you know?
And so, far less cumbersome than the TSA, I might add.
Far less cumbersome than the TSA, and a lot better looking folks too, from what I've seen in my jaunts through airports.
A little more authoritative, less cumbersome, but more authoritative.
Oh, absolutely! And our black shirts look a lot better than those pukey blue shirts that the TSA wears.
For sure, but let's take people behind the scenes. I mean, what we've been doing tonight is, of course, asking each of the guests on the program who, I think all with respect to Dr. Krieg, who was a very valuable member of the conference, but not quite a speaker, asking them to share their reflections to those who are listening tonight who could not be with us in person. What would you say those people missed?
Well, first of all, they missed, it's really a matter of pride to me to be able to put, for example, Kevin McDonald. I mean, he is an internationally renowned scholar in his field, and there's no authority better on the Jew question than Kevin McDonald, I don't think. And to have him here in central Alabama for this was a great honor for us, and he's become a good friend of the league. Always to have our friend David Duke, you know, we celebrated his 50 years of activism in April of 2018, and he's been with us now for 3 years as a speaker at our national conference. So, you know, you just not only missed great camaraderie, and of course, sir, I didn't even mention you, but great camaraderie with all the people who came, but the opportunity to hear speakers like this all in the same room on the same weekend. It's just a marvelous thing to me.
Well, I'll tell you, as far as my capacity as a talk radio host to be able to take a week off for all intents and purposes, put no thought together for a show, no agenda, no outline, no notes, no topics, no segments, and just know that we're going to be able to feed off the talent that is assembled here in Alabama and give them one of the best shows of the year for three straight hours of hard-hitting, incredible, thoughtful people. Is a real joy and a treat as well, and that's certainly what we've been able to do tonight as a result of this gathering.
Well, sir, I'm glad you've had a little vacation here. If anybody deserves it, you do. That's for sure.
And we have with
absolutely. Your beautiful wife's here with you tonight, and it's always good to see families come to our gatherings like this. And we had some really beautiful families who were here this weekend.
Children, women, men.
Absolutely. They're just across the board, you know, just good people. And we were really pleased with the way things came off. We had no problems. The venue was good. The logistics were good. The speeches were good. We got the speeches recorded. They'll be showing up on somewhere on the internet here probably within the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's the ADL's permission if they can go on YouTube.
Yeah, but that's right, with the ADL's permission. I'm sure they won't stay up for long, but hey, we're relentless and we'll always find a way to get our message out there. So, but I was very proud of our people for putting on a good conference, and it just makes me, you know, just kind of beam with pride when I think back about all the people that are responsible for doing their duty and getting this done.
Well, you know, and there's always the lumps that we take. And sure. Yes, it's true that they pale in comparison to those who sacrifice blood and bone to get us to this opportunity that we have today, the opportunity that not we, but our kinsmen are working feverishly to throw away. But there has been betrayal. There has been disappointment. There have been people who don't hold the line as you thought that they perhaps once would. And we've all gone through that. But it does in some ways make these occurrences all the more flavorful. And you're really able to savor these things because you have paid a price to get to this moment. And when it all comes off and when you are around that company, and you're able to share in that fellowship and that camaraderie, it's a little more special to me now than it was perhaps 15 years ago when I first started, because it comes at a greater cost and a little more risk in this day and age.
Well, that's true, and you learn who your friends are. You learn who the people who have guts and who are you know, going to do their duty are. And you have a lot of people that fall away for various reasons, but you know, sometimes it's addition by subtraction. And that's kind of what we look like for the last couple of, you know, last year or so anyway. But we've got some great people who have stuck with us, and we got quite a few new members out of this weekend too, of people who said we were very impressed with what we saw. So it's always good to know.
We're going to take a quick break right now. Our third and final hour, live from Alabama, the 2019 League of the South National Conference just now concluding. You've had an embarrassment of riches tonight, as I made mention of before, folks, with regard to the guests that we've been able to make available to you this evening. We're going to do something a little different when we come back. David Duke and Michael Hill are sitting side by side now, and I'm going to bow out, actually, in the next segment, and we're just going to let these two guys take over the show for a segment. We're going to see what happens.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that will preserve the vanishing resource of the American cowboy. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery that celebrates our history, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book, Tales from Out There. You can order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
All right, so folks, we're just going to do this for one segment and one segment only because I want to have some time to wrap things up with our featured guests this evening and to send you a fond farewell into that long good night a little later on in this third and final hour, and certainly a chance to wrap up with Michael Hill. But we're going to do something a little interesting. I think perhaps even something new, even after all these years. I am going to completely cede the microphone to two guests, David Duke and Michael Hill, and we're just going to see where it goes. It's a big leap of faith here. But no, in all seriousness, of course, Dr. Duke does his daily broadcast with the Rinse Radio Network, and Michael Hill's is as savvy as any. But I thought this would be a great opportunity to take advantage of this rare occurrence to have so many people together at the same time. So, David, if you don't mind, take it over, fire the opening salvo, and we'll just see what you two esteemed individuals. I told Rick Tyler a moment ago, I was so thankful Rick came on the show tonight, somebody I could relate to. We had Dr. Hill, Dr. McDonald, Dr. Krieg, Dr. Duke, and Dr. So anyway, David, here you go.
Well, you know, it is dangerous giving me the mic, you know. I remember CNN the other day referred to me as the white racist energizer bunny of the movement.
So you have been around for 50 years.
Once you give me the mic, you may never get it back. Go ahead. I want to hear from you because this was your hey, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. It was your baby, and you did a great job with this, especially since we had a change of venue from before. It was very successful, good people, and you signed up a lot of new people, right?
Yes, we did, David. We signed up quite a few new people today. It was a new venue, kind of a new start for us from what we've been doing the last 8 or 9 years, as I mentioned earlier. But listen, when you have people like James Edwards and David Duke and Rick Tyler and Kevin McDonald on the same program, I mean, you know, how can you fail? You know, so I really think our people enjoy this, and I think they'll be looking forward to similar conferences in the future, and I think we'll get a big boost out of it.
You know, between you and Rick and Edwards and myself and Don Black, and hopefully he's going to be coming back.
I hope so.
We're getting a lot of conferences going.
You better believe it. Well, listen, let me say this right now, and I haven't said anything publicly about this, but I'm looking at putting together a conference up in Kentucky in March of this year that will have an international flavor to it. And I'd like for all four of you fellas, James, you, Rick, and Kevin McDonald, to speak at this. And we're going to have a couple of international guys there if things work out. So, yeah, we're just getting started.
Yeah, I just feel like such an intellectual dwarf, though, when Dr. McDonald's around. But
well, so I think we all do with Dr. McDonald around. So
he's such a great guy.
Yeah, he really is. And he likes a good drink of bourbon every now and then, too. When we get him down here in the South, we were we took him out to lunch the other day, and he got some peas and fried green tomatoes and some chicken. And I'm telling you, he loved it. So we'll probably be able to get him back down here more often.
I think under that kind of Ivy academic exterior is probably a dyed-in-the-wool Southerner.
Well, it's certainly looking that way, sir. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't mind a drink. I've drunk before in my life. But I know my limitations. That's my problem. I'm already so passionate and emotional. If I have some drinks, no telling what I'll do.
Sir, you don't need any. You don't need any encouragement. No encouragement.
Well, I definitely went off tonight a little bit, you know.
Oh, man, you gave a great speech tonight. You gave the keynote address, and you also talked about something that's very near to my heart earlier, and that is, you know, how we keep ourselves in shape. You know, we got to be warriors. You know, we have to be in shape to do the job that we have to do.
We have to. That's the ultimate, because we are all key and important. Everybody in this movement's important, and if you don't have a good body and a good mind,
that's right,
and they go together.
Absolutely.
If you don't have that, you don't have anything. And the left is waiting for us all to die. And the older people out there who have some wherewithal, usually, and some property, which they should be leaving to the cause, by the
that's
way.
Right.
When I go, I will certainly leave it.
Sure.
Maybe it's a kind of an insurance policy too, if they, if the enemy
my
knows,
bank account
if
number.
We have those kind of insurance policies. But we absolutely should, because and people should do more of that. You could leave a legacy, folks.
Of
by helping in this
that's
way.
That's right.
This is and you know what? There's a I said this the other day. There is a really good scientific study very recently, and they were wondering why. They said, well, the truth is the genes aren't really important for living long life, because you think about the evolutionary process. It's like once you have children, right? And so why do you need to live a long life, right? So, but the truth is what the studies showed, that they found what they call a grandmother effect or a grandfather effect.
Right.
So the truth is that if people live longer, then the grandmother can help the kids. They know the treatments for the diseases or the
sure.
problems or the infections. And the grandfathers can also teach as they get a little older while the men are out hunting. And when the kids get older, they're going to get that male influence in their life.
Well, I'd be a lot poorer man today if it hadn't been for the influence of my grandparents. I'm telling you that. Because they taught me, both grandmothers and grandfathers taught me as much or more than my parents did, actually. So
I think I was really lucky to have a full colonel military guy for a father.
Well,
I needed.
Yeah, my father was a Korean War combat infantry veteran,
uh-huh.
and he raised me right. I remember the first time he rubbed my nose in the ground. I was 6 years old. He embarrassed the hell out of me. He said, why'd you do that? He said, just tell you how tough life's going to be, son. You need to learn that.
Well, that's another reason for the young guys to get into the gym, right? Because the truth is there's so many young guys now being raised by the women. Not that their mothers are bad people, but they're not males, and males
right.
need male guidance.
Absolutely.
And the truth is when you get into a gym, and there's a lot of usually older guys there too to offer advice, like in my gym, I'm always offering advice. I go to different gyms.
You're always showing those young guys up.
Well, I have to do that on
and
purpose.
So
that energizes them.
That's right.
I turn them into energizer bunnies. because they always ask advice, because they want to know, how does this old guy do that?
That's
you know,
right.
How does that old guy take the whole plate machine, the slide machine, and use all the plates, you know, 500
right.
pounds or something?
Absolutely.
How does he do that? 12 or 20 reps sometimes, that type of thing. Of course, sliding's easier than deadlifts.
Well, you know, that's another good reason for us to take care of ourselves as we grow older, because we have this experience that we can pass on to our younger generations of white folks out there, and that's an invaluable resource that we have.
I was talking to Dr. McDonald about it as well, and as you get older, because I know you got a lot of older listeners too, you need resistance training. But the beautiful thing is, in young or old, it's not something you don't have to be in the gym 4 hours or 3 hours. You don't have to do four or five sets. The science is that you can do, because you're using my method, and you made a lot of gains.
Oh, I can tell James is.
He hasn't been doing much in the last couple of months because of his dad. Because of the illness in the family.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, illness.
But he has made some real gains.
Absolutely.
And he's been doing, you know, it's not the Duke method. It's really a Doug McGuff method.
Right.
And that's what he does. He does about, I guess, 10, 12 sets of different things. But one set each. But he does every set slow to failure.
Right.
And the science. And the science and the real failure. You don't just quit when it gets the going gets tough.
Yeah, you quit when you absolutely
you
can't
quit
do it
when
anymore.
Yeah, when you physically can't move it, and sometimes you even hold it in that last position. But the beautiful thing is, the science is that people that if you do this and you do a real set to failure, one set like 6, 8, 10 reps, which is a heavier weight. If you do that. That does the same gain in strength and muscle as if you do 3 or even 4 sets.
Sure.
So think how it frees up your life.
It does. Frees up your time. You can go to the gym, get done in 20 minutes.
Yeah, you have a lot more time to meet those beautiful young ladies who are going to make some wonderful babies for your families. That's, you know, you have a lot more time
you're
to study.
Talking about the younger guys here, I take it, sir.
Well, no, I'm not talking about younger guys. I'm not against...
Guys, y'all don't have the headsets on, I do, so I can tell you we're coming up on a break, but what a fantastic opportunity to have these two guys on, David Duke and Michael Hill. We still got 30 minutes to go. Y'all think we can get something done in that time?
I reckon so.
We'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Stranded residents of North Carolina's Outer Banks are checking out the damage caused by Hurricane Dorian. The Coast Guard's landing local law enforcement officers on Ocracoke Island via helicopter and then airlifting people in distress. Governor Roy Cooper.
This is a very close-knit community, and people assure me that everyone is present and accounted for.
At least 2 deaths have been reported in the state, and at least 43 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas, which was slammed by the storm. Tommy Thompson is with the Ministry of Tourism.
Search and rescue is still ongoing. We've got to realize that this is a Category 5, a major storm that sat over the northern Bahamas for over 50 hours. So the islands that were affected are 2 of the major islands in the northern Bahamas, and all supplies have to get into those 2 islands, either via Nassau or out of Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A former news show host is getting a second chance, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says after years of trying to find an entirely different career, he decided to say,
"Open that door and let me back in."
3 years after being fired by NBC, when an Access Hollywood tape from 11 years ago emerged showing him laughing at lewd remarks made by President Trump, Billy Bush is heading back to TV. He'll start hosting Extra on Monday. Bush, who is related to the presidents of the same last name, had just begun as a host on Today when he was fired by the network. Extra's executive producer says, quote, life is about second chances.
The commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces, America's ally in the fight against the Islamic State, has warned that the terrorist group is on the rise. The decision to remove U.S. troops from Syria is also hurting the mission. Also, 70,000 refugees have to be dealt with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, folks, the focus of tonight's broadcast has obviously been the League of the South, a member to which, an organization to which I am a member and proud to be. Also had the added bonus and privilege of being able to speak to the National Conference this year and last. And I'd be certainly remiss in my duties tonight, as we are doing this live broadcast remotely from Alabama, if we didn't give folks the opportunity to learn more about the league and to indeed join the league. Dr. Hill, how can they do that?
Well, first of all, they can check out what we're all about at www.leagueofthesouth.com. There is information on there about how to join. We've got articles. We got news and information about what the league does. So, you know, check it out. Spend an hour or two on there, you know, roaming around on the place. And if you want to call me, you can call me at the office. I'm not going to be there until Monday, but you can find that information on the website as well, or you can simply find the address and do the old-fashioned way. Simply send us a request for information. We'll send you out an information packet, but got a number of ways to get in touch with us, but the website is the best one. We have a social media presence as well, but, you know, since Charlottesville, that's been very tenuous. They've tried to kick us off, and we have managed to always come back, but there are many ways to find us, and we'll be glad to send you some information.
All right. Well, we certainly wanted to make mention of that. I'm about to toss it back over to
I got to bow out and go do a...
Wait, what is this? What is this? Well, hang on a minute. David Duke is saying he has to bow out right now. He was just telling us in the commercial break he's going to have 10 more kids.
Is there a connection yeah. between these two things?
Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. But, well, I did let him know that Mick Jagger can do it. Mick Jagger just had another child, and Mick Jagger's done everything he could throughout his life to kill himself. So, David, I think you're just getting started.
If that alcohol-sodded, drug-sodded individual can have children at his age, why not? And the truth is, you know, we all need to have more children. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care how poor you are. They'll find a way to get raised. You know, get them in the world. We'll take care of them. You know, just we'll make it.
Well, you know, we need to get back to the day when white children are assets instead of liabilities. I remember back, you know, talking to my mother and all, she had eight brothers and sisters, and they were assets, you know. They were put to work on the farm, and we need to get back to those days where these kids, you know, are productive instead of, you know, a drain on the family finances.
I've been going through my genealogy, and in the genealogy of the early 18th century, I was looking at the families and the children born and my direct ancestors. And it was amazing because they were having like 14 kids born,
yes.
And they lost seven, or they lost eight.
That's right. But they ended up with big families, absolutely.
And they still have big families. And boy, if they could do that, I mean, certainly, at least with the modern medical means we have, we should at least have five or six. Every European awakened individual, man and woman, they need to have more babies.
Just very quickly, you know, we've talked so passionately about the conference. Before you go, the best is still to come. That's the after party.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's coming up in just a few minutes. But David, I want you to know that throughout the night we have received messages from James, another James, Mark, Brent, and Todd, who are listening tonight, who all want me to tell you that they said hello, and they are enjoying what you have to say tonight.
Well, that's great, but I want all those guys to be at the next meeting.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's fine. Yeah, it's great. great, and I appreciate that very much. But I'll tell you, the thing that counts is when you get active and you do things and you be generous. You need to help all these guys, not just me, but everybody out here working. And this
you probably saw them more recently than you remember.
It's the credit on my right, the great Dr. Michael Hill. And he deserves your support. He's the guy that put this on. He's the guy that did the expenses. A lot of it came out of his own pocket and the generosity of the people in his organization. And he deserves your support, and I'm here to support him.
All right. David Duke,
well,
everybody.
David Duke, you're my friend, sir, and I do appreciate your support. You count on that.
And so. DavidDuke.com, where more support can be given and should be given. But certainly those people, I want you to know. That those people who I just mentioned, we saw quite recently, even in Memphis, and they were there and there to support you, if you remember that particular night. So
people think you get some sort of honorarium or something. Our speakers, we don't get that. We it costs us money on the gas and the travel and the
that's
work,
right.
You know, and it always costs the leaders who put this on. I know a lot came out of Rick Tyler's pocket, you know, in those meetings in Tennessee. A lot of came out of your pocket, even for that. Your generosity has been tremendous, Mike.
Well, it hasn't been me. It's been our members. It's not me, but our League of the South members.
That's the greatness of a great organization. I'll let you go.
No. Final word from you. Final word from you, and we'll see you at the after party.
Well, everybody out there, you know what the stakes are. The survival of our people, the freedom of our people, the continuation of this world if it doesn't become a burnt out shuck of a hole. Because these Zionists are leading us to war, degeneracy, defilement. Look at the Epstein scandal. I mean, these people, the ultimate of degeneracy, destructiveness, and evil.
Actually, it leads to a question, and pardon the interruption, but no. If they do get what they pretend to want, and that is the genocide of our people, what does this world look like without Western man?
Detroit. It looks like... It looks like a burnt out sewer.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And we've got to understand this is a battle. And like I said in the conference, and we all getting this idea, the truth is that the real ultimate, the racist as you define it, those who hate and want to oppress and murder and harm and genocide whole races, that's not us. That is the Zionists. They're the ones that want to destroy all the unique diversity of the earth, including our diversity, and every kind of diversity wants to preserve its own. Every breed of animal life wants to preserve its own.
That's right. They want a coffee-colored world of consumers and slaves. That's what they want. That's
exactly
it.
That's what Rabbi Yosef said.
All right, there you go.
Sir.
David Duke.
He's
talking about your stuff. Always. All right, we'll see you in a few minutes. David Duke, everybody. Hey, a big round of applause, everybody in the room tonight. The governor of Louisiana, as far as I'm concerned. Well, actually, you know, I tell you what, I wouldn't mind Michael Hill as governor of Alabama. And
can I be president of Alabama?
Well, you could be.
All right.
Yeah, I would give you that.
So if I were president of Alabama, that would mean Alabama would be a separate.
That's right.
Nation state. So.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I tell you what, I'd move.
you'd move from Pontotoc over here.
That's right.
I love Pontotoc myself, sir. I've been through there many times.
Unfortunately, regrettably, I don't still live in Pontotoc. I live in Memphis, which
that's
is where.
Right.
But my ancestors were from Pontotoc, and I'd rather live in Pontotoc. But I'd rather even live still in Alabama under President Hill's administration.
Well, thank you, sir. I do appreciate it.
I bring that up. We may have to carry this over into the final segment after the last break, but the current governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, how did that happen, by the way?
We're still trying to figure that out. We don't know yet.
Of Alabama.
Oh, man.
But in any event, I will give her some credit for at least not buckling to the extent that other Republicans did during the Roy Moore situation some months ago. But the whole – what was she apologizing for last week? Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
they found out that she – yeah, blackface. She
was
in blackface
college,
60
you know.
Years ago.
And she said, heavens no, I won't resign. At least she has a nice southern accent.
I mean, she looks like the mascot – for Grandma's cookies.
Yeah, she does. She looks like a sweet old lady, you know. I guess that's better than nothing.
No,
man.
I'll take her. That's for sure.
But she does have a good Southern accent.
No, I mean, that's fantastic. But the whole thing about, you know, this is the new thing where the social justice warriors are scouring through every yearbook going back 60 years, and then they're finding someone who did something they don't like. And but you know, she did do a pretty groveling apology. And I would normally say, well, what can you expect? It's a woman, but the men don't do any better.
No, they do worse.
Northam
exactly,
did worse.
Exactly.
In Virginia.
That's right.
But in any event, I mean, she shouldn't have apologized. Never apologize. You know, what she should have said is what Brad Griffin wrote, who's such a fantastic asset. Brad said what she should have said is, I'm the governor of Alabama. I'm here to address serious issues. I'm not going to apologize for this. I have more pressing matters to attend to. But, you know, unfortunately, this is the true white man's burden in this day and age, is this incessant need to apologize for every real or imagined, and they're almost always imagined, grievance that these non-whites have. And they love watching us do that shuffle.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is just an embarrassment. It really is an embarrassment to see white men, you know, who created this great civilization, groveling like that before these non-whites.
Hold on right there, Dr. Hill. One last segment. What a fantastic show it's been. Incredible that a show that you have no preparation for it ends up being one of the best shows of the year, but that's certainly been the case tonight. We have one more segment, and what a fast 3 hours it's been tonight from Alabama. We'll be right back. Dr. Hill will wrap it up with me here on tonight's live broadcast of TPC. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and wind up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1 pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866 986-6397.
Actually, this just dawned on me again, and I hope Sam can accommodate it. We've had this clip we've been sitting on all night, and with Dr. Hill, perhaps we can. Dr. Hill was a university professor, so he's an educated man, and we're going to get his response to this if we can cue it up. So anyway, before we do that and before I call for it, okay, it's ready. All right, we're going to get to it in 1 second. League of the South National Conference, been an honor to be here, been an honor to broadcast from here, even more of an honor to speak to the gathering today, and to be with our kith and kin here of the Southern Patrimony. Michael Hill is our guest to wrap up this program. We have had some remarkable individuals on the show tonight throughout the broadcast. David Duke, of course, Rick Tyler, Kevin McDonald, Adrian Krieg, among others. But, you know, we are rapidly accelerating into the absurd here in this country. And I don't think, Michael, that Western man, the man, and you know, I heard this statistic today that 97% of all inventions of any great concern came from the Western mind, European mind. I don't think, and I was talking in my speech today about some of the men of destiny that we look back to on history. I don't think that the nation or the race that produced people like that is just going to go off the stage, exit the stage of history with no more than the whimper that we've been subjected to in recent decades. And I think there's only so much absurdity and farce a society can endure before the pendulum begins to swing back to common sense, decency, reason, and truth, which are, of course, all things we have on our side. Now, for what little good he's done, rhetorically speaking, he's been pretty good. But with regards to actual policy, Donald Trump, you know, has left some to be desired. But he has triggered the left to embrace their full absurdity. And I think we see that manifest in the current Democratic slate of presidential candidates. So here, Dr. Hill, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about her great concern that when the so-called global warming melts all the glaciers, it's going to unleash ancient pathogens to which we have no natural immunity. Let's play this clip.
There are a lot of diseases that are frozen in some of these glaciers that scientists fear that there's a potential that a lot of diseases could escape these melted glaciers, things that were frozen for thousands of years, and that they're going to get into our water and that humans could contract them, and they are going to be diseases that are thousands of years old that have vectors that we are not prepared for, that we have never seen. And so, you know, that's a concern. Even if there are no diseases frozen at all in these glaciers, you have diseases that are spread by mosquitoes, and now mosquitoes are starting to fly further north that carry diseases like malaria and a whole slew of other things. And there are, you know, parts of the United States and things that are moving much further north that we're going to have to contend with, diseases that we haven't had to contend with in parts of the world before.
Okay, so this is the 29-year-old former bartender Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. As our listener in the UK writes, it's beyond humiliating, sobering, and frightening that someone this dumb is an elected official being paid with our money. And, of course, what's going on here, she's watched perhaps too many Godzilla movies where the glaciers melt and this creature is released. But what's interesting, though, Michael, is that she's concerned about these so-called ancient pathogens being released from the melting glacier ice brought about by global warming, while simultaneously working to import every filth, every disease imaginable via third world immigration. But this is where we are now in contemporary politics, and especially within the Democratic Party as a reaction to Donald Trump.
I don't even know what to say. This is one of the most stupid, absurd things I've ever heard.
You're a university professor, so I wanted to bring it up with someone whose intelligence exceeds that of my own. But am I missing anything here? Is that something that we should be concerned about?
No, it's not. I don't think we got any problems with glaciers melting. Certainly not releasing any ancient pathogens or dinosaurs or whatever, you know. But no, I don't even know how to react to something that stupid, you know. I mean, where do you start?
Well, she's been taken very seriously, of course, by controlled media.
Of course.
Anyway, I mean, I guess it just goes to show that, I mean, the point in bringing that up is, I mean, what more can you say except that what you've
already
said?
Well, it's always nice to have a little comedy toward the end.
It's a comic relief at the end. Yeah. But no, the point is, I just don't think, you know, this is I've put it this way in many interviews and perhaps many times on this show, we're recreating a civilizational reenactment of the emperor who has no clothes. There's only so long that's going to endure before, again, all of those things that are on our side, common sense, decency, truth, righteousness, etc., reasserts itself. And when it is reasserted, it will be reasserted by the men like we've had on the show tonight. But I think that it is inevitable that, you know, I know what we're up against right now and how dire it seems right now and how darkened the clouds have become. But it cannot sustain itself.
No, it cannot sustain itself because it's built on a foundation of lies. Anything that's built on that will eventually crumble.
If the people of Hungary and Russia can overcome what they were up against 50 years ago, so too can we.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
And I think no they doubt. Would have said, as we say today, well, it's a lost cause. There's no hope. Certainly, they would have said that under the menace of communism and Bolshevism and the death squads and everything else that they had to endure, which is far worse than anything we're enduring now by 100 times over. And if they can emerge from that and reassert Christian principles and traditionalism, as we're seeing with Viktor Orban to an extent in Hungary and Putin and some, you know, aspects of Poland, etc., we can do it here in the South.
Of course we can. We have such a tradition here. And all our people have to do, James, is remember who they are. We just have to remember who we are because we've been lulled into accepting this this idea that that you know we're defeated already because we're outnumbered, we're outgunned, we're outresourced. Look, white men have created the greatest civilizations that the world has ever known. There will be darkness if we don't reassert ourselves. I do not think that the good and gracious God who created us is going to allow that to happen. But we have to use human agency. I mean, we have to do our duty in promoting the resurrection of this great society, Western civilization.
You go back, you look again in Russia, they had a death grip on that population, on the Christian indigenous population, a total death grip, 60 million killed, tens of millions killed, murdered, put in the gulags. And who would have thought in those darkest of days that they would ever be leading, that they now would be leading, and perhaps the key to white survival going forward, but yet here they are.
That's right, and it was a bloodless revolution pretty much, and it happened overnight. And nobody would ever have dreamed in, say, 1988, 89, that the Soviet Union would disappear so fast, that this Bolshevik stronghold, from 1917 on until about the early 1990s, would disappear so rapidly.
And then not only it would collapse, but that one day there would be a president that would manifest traditionalism and orthodoxy and all of these things that we're seeing there in the Eastern Bloc. And again, to the extent, and I made mention of this today, that America has a future to reclaim her promise and her destiny, she must first look south. And what does the South have that is in common with Russia and Poland and Hungary is that we've suffered, and that suffering has forged together a community of people with a culture separate than that of our surroundings. And whatever is going to happen in America, it will be led by a Southern resistance. It is inevitable that that will be the case. That is the only case that can possibly play out.
Absolutely, and it's also because of our strong Christian roots. I think that's
even though as our churches turn against us,
even, yeah, that's right. But listen, the churches that we see on every street corner in the South are not the real churches. The churches are the people of God. They're not the buildings that claim to be churches.
That is a fantastic answer. That is, of course, the truth. Perhaps the future of the Christian faith in America will be the underground churches that were the original early church in biblical times. But as my pastor used to put it, or still puts it, not every building you see with a steeple is a church.
Absolutely, sir. Some of them are dens of Satan.
Michael Hill, 2 minutes left in what will be one of the highlights of our years when we do the top 10 recap of 2019. Final word to you. What would you like to impart on the audience before we bid them a good evening until next week?
I would like to tell your audience to be confident in our victory, because I do think that God is looking to us to do some marvelous things, even though we're outnumbered. I think he's going to bless this, and I think we could very well end up being very much like Gideon's 300. And it's just a matter of us doing our duty and persevering, sir, and not giving up, not giving in.
Well, people like you have set the standard and put forth the example for, well, 26 years in your capacity as the president of the League of the South. Give us that website one more time as the music plays.
LeagueOfTheSouth.com.
We've been here all night tonight, folks. We'll be back home next week for Michael Hill, for all the great guests we've had on tonight. I'm James Edwards. Good night, Godspeed, and God save the South.
www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.